Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch. I'm here with
Natsuki.
And Keegan.
Keegan, hi. How are you?
Hello.
You haven't been on the show in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
I thought it was only like 2 weeks ago.
I talked shit about you in our Patreon video.
Did you?
Well, that's not very nice.
I said that I love it when you have your segues, because your segues are like not really
segues. Oh, you
told
me that, yeah. They don't have anything to do with anything. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not used to be on camera, so like that's what...
I know. But we'll be talking about like, I don't know, purple dinosaurs. And you'll be like, speaking of hotcakes.
No segue.
Like, we weren't even talking about hotcakes.
I'm just going to quit the segues now.
No. Can you just keep doing it? Like, no matter what we're talking about, just go speaking of whatever you want to talk about. That'll be like your signature move on the show.
Speaking of.
Anyway, guys, we got a great show for you today. We got to talk about a lot of new subjects, a lot of sexual assault stuff.
Assault.
That's you. That's all the Japanese word and stuff. That's all the dirty stuff.
My section.
All the stuff that's hard to read.
My
for
section.
Us.
Dirty section.
That's why you're here, Natsuki.
Yeah.
Let's roll the intro so you can sing it. You can't hear it. Oh, you're still singing it. Natsuki, how are you? You said pre-show that you're having trouble being a mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been busy.
How many weeks in can you have an abortion in Japan?
Abortion?
Yeah.
Abortion?
Horoskopo.
Yeah, I know what abortion means, but... 4 months? 4 months.
4 months. How old is Shiori?
4 years.
So, you can't have an abortion. Sorry.
What
are you talking about?
Sorry, Shiori. You have to leave. You have
how
to leave.
How dare you?
No, it feels like I haven't seen you in a while, though, because I used to see you on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, all I do is see you like every choroto, sometimes at school.
Hmm. Yeah. So, I was talking to Keegan. So, my daughter started going to Michi and Keegan's English class every day now.
Yeah.
And then, so before she started doing it, I just need to do my work. And then she was at the daycare. So, I have to go, you know, pick her up like, you know,
one time a day.
Yeah. So, now I have to pick up her earlier than before, and then take to the English school, and then while she's taking the English class, I'm doing my work, you know, in the car or at the park or, you know, wherever, and then I have to pick her up again, and I have to go another, you know, my daughter, pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been busy.
You can't abort them. You have to keep them alive. Sorry. It sucks.
Well, Shorty's really cute though. Like
thank
every
you.
Like when we do the phonics thing, every time she gets the letter M, she goes, M says like
yeah, and this is
such a sweet guy.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here shitting on Natsuki. He's like, your daughter's so cute though.
She's cute. And yeah, she keeps saying like E-I-O-U every day, every time.
Learn those vowels, man.
Job well done.
No, you were talking about how once she started going to English school every single day, her like she's changed. You can see a change in her right away, right?
Yeah,
she's
right,
only been
right.
going for a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not been long for sure.
Well, also Shiori knows that mommy speaks English. And I think that she looks at that and she's like, I'm gonna do that too.
You maybe, but you know, when I speak English to her, she's like, shut up, you know, in Japanese.
Does Shiori like you? I don't think she likes you.
What do you mean?
I don't think she likes
you. She loves me.
We had dinner
more than
with,
anything.
We had dinner with Natsuki's father the other day, and he was like, you know what my favorite grandchild is? And I was like, nope, because I only know two of them. and he's like, it's Shiori. I was like, why? Like, I mean, I love Shiori, but out of the Shiori's cute. She's also the older one, so we've known her longer. But like, out of your two children, Shiori and Yuri,
mm-hmm.
Yuri is like, from my perspective, she's like a little Natsuki.
She's like a Boo from the Monsters, Inc.
She's like, she doesn't give a fuck what you have to say. She doesn't give a fuck what you're thinking. She doesn't give a fuck where you are. She's going to first remove her pants and then just fuck off and do whatever she wants to do.
And that's why she death actor.
And I'm like, I look at her, I'm like, you're awesome. You're like a little Natsuki.
Well, you're in for it during the teenage years. And
I asked her father when we were drinking the other day. I was like, did Natsuki ever have hankoki, which is like a rebellious phase? He said no, It's like you're always just an angel.
Yeah, because he wasn't home, you know. I didn't
motherfucker. Yeah. I said something nice about your dad. You're like, that motherfucker wasn't home.
Because I didn't have time to fight with him. That's why he thinks I don't have such a time, you know.
Yeah, so what do you think your mother would say then?
Yeah, of course. She would say, I actually did so bad things to her, so I feel sorry. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
For those of you with parents out there, I just want to say one thing. I've been saying this recently. It's weird when they're gone, so be nice to them while you have them. It's weird when they're gone. It's not sad. It's just weird. It's like, because there's nobody older than you. In my family, I'm like the oldest now. Like, almost the oldest. And so you think about it. You're like, if something financially happens to me or if I get sick or something, like, there's nowhere for me to go home to. It's weird. It's very strange. Anyway, let's get off that subject and talk about something that's happy. The weak yen.
All right.
Weak yen may actually deter Bank of Japan from hiking rates soon. Okay. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna edit this into the show. My phone. It's over there.
Go get it. Pause.
Everybody watch this. I gotta do this and then walk over.
Wow, so you can keep talking?
All right, we're not gonna edit this out of the show because I think it's funny that I forgot my phone. Okay, so on Reddit, there was a picture of from McDonald's from 1980 in Japan, in Shibuya or something like that. And what really shocked me about this was not that it looked weird because it just looked like a standard McDonald's. What shocked me about this photo was the prices on the menu.
Oh, so cheap.
So here's the Big Mac. So here we go. Big Mac from 1980, 20, 30, 4 years ago. More than that. 44 years ago. Is 360 yen.
Yeah.
Wow.
A Big Mac today is 480 yen.
Okay.
Okay. So you're thinking like, okay, so it went up in price. So I did the math on this because I'm a nerd and I do shit like this.
This is for all the fun Americans out there.
Yes.
McDonald's measurements.
So I'm wait, let me find it. I did it in this chat. So if you look at American Big Macs over the last 44 years, it's crazy because the inflation, Big Macs in the U.S. in 1990 were $1.20.
Wow.
Now they are approximately across America, they're $5.31. That's a 442% increase in price.
So this is just for the sandwich itself too, right? Like just, not the set.
I mean, are we calling it a sandwich? Is that a sandwich?
Burger, whatever.
Heart attack, crappy thing, the Big Mac.
Yeah, heart attack between two buns, whatever you want to call it.
But Japan's 360 yen to 480 yen is only 133%. So it's an increase of 33%, whereas the other one is an increase of 342%.
Jesus.
So inflation in Japan has basically been non-existent ever since the 1980s.
That's why our salary is not going up, right?
That's where we're going to. That's the point. So because inflation is zero, costs for everything is basically flat over the last 40 years. And so our payment, what we get paid every month or whatever, is also flat. So now that doesn't really matter if we stay in Japan. If we live here forever, that's fine. It's like if you live in Thailand and you get paid in whatever Thailand people get paid in.
Baht.
Okay. Baht.
B-A-H-T.
And then you live in Thailand. That's fine. But then if you take your baht, which I just learned, if you take that to Germany, you're not going to have a fun time. Yeah. So that's the problem right now. And so it's a mixed bag because one, with the weak yen, exports are huge. We get a ton of exports. But our real wages, our real earnings are down. And on top of that, any imports or anything that requires imported goods or imported inputs are more and more expensive. So computers, smartphones, stuff like that are getting more and more expensive while food is basically unchanged. It's really interesting. I don't know. Keegan, as a foreigner who lives in Japan, who gets paid a Japanese salary. Well, I mean, you get paid way more than the locals, but you get paid a salary in Japanese yen. How do you feel about the economy here?
I mean, if we're comparing it to what they make in the US or in Europe, and then it's fucking shit. Yeah, it's terrible. But
sorry.
I mean, like, I think domestically you can't really Now, I think one of the biggest problems in Japan is that domestically, you can't really see it, right? Like, a lot of people don't actually go out of Japan here, really. Yeah. Most people here, they don't really notice there's so much of a problem,
and
I think.
Internally, in Japan, we live, I would say, wealthy lives.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
We've got good healthcare. Cars in Japan are fucking free. I mean, you're born, they give you a Toyota. They're like, here's your Toyota, little Taro-kun. You know, it's like, it's free. So, like, living here, you can live, except for, like, the small housing situation. I mean, you like your apartment. You like your house.
I like my place, yeah.
My house is, like, you have to, like, wiggle through it. It's so cramped.
But my old one, too, I used to have to, like, duck to get into my...
Well, that's because we're giant in Japan. If we go to Europe, we're tiny little fucks. Yeah. We're tiny little bitches.
I've been to Europe before. Headed back to Europe in 2 weeks. But...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, you're going to Portugal in two weeks. Like, how do you feel about buying airplane tickets?
Oh, man. That I don't want to talk about how expensive that was. Jesus Christ.
Good thing is that Portugal, for places in Europe, it's a fairly cheaper place.
Yeah, and where my parents live too in Madeira, it's even cheaper from what I hear because they actually like keep the prices down. The government of Portugal,
I would say, like, probably the most expensive place in Portugal, Lisbon, and Lisbon, it was cheap compared to other places. I bought a bottle of water in Germany, and it was like €8. Yeah, giant 2-liter jug of beer in Lisbon was like €2. I was like, Lisbon, Barcelona.
Why did that happen?
Germans are lame. I actually really like Germans. I discovered this on my European trip that I really, really like Germans. Even though we shoot them in video games.
That was a while ago.
Why the water is such expensive money? I mean, why?
I think there was two things. One, the German airport was just had higher prices than normal German prices.
Yeah,
and then two, the German economy is strong, so things are more expensive there.
How do they survive? I mean, they drink tap water?
No, they just get paid more.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing in Scandinavia and stuff too. Like, they have a lot higher taxes, they have a lot higher costs of living, but they also get paid more.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice.
So anyway, so the BOJ might not raise rates, keeping the yen flowing and keeping the yen cheap. And also not because if they don't raise rates, I mean, inflation, we need inflation in Japan. We do. But it's really hard to make inflation happen. And it's really hard to stop inflation from happening. There's very few tools to do this. And the Fed, the Japanese Fed, only has interest rates on loans as a tool, really, or printing money. And they're really not. It's just weird ever since the 1990s. And in fact, I've talked about this on the show before. They've had deflation in Japan, which is a concept that no one understands. They're like there's just, go Google it, Wikipedia. It's like, this is not a well-understood concept. It's just like, people don't get it. So the economy here is just like, I don't know how it works. I don't know how we're still here.
Well, there is one thing I will say that is decent about the Japanese economy is that there is, you'll notice here between, like, compared to like America or Canada or something like that, the income inequality is far
smaller. Yeah,
you can't really see it. It's not nearly as apparent.
Well, no, that's how it used to be in the 30s, the 20s and 30s in America. Well, mostly the 30s. Let's say 30s to whenever Reagan got elected, like that. It was more like that. And then deregulation happened in America. Now we have billionaires, which I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing, because I like what Musk is doing with space, and the fact that he's a rich ass fucker is the reason why he can do that stuff. But I also don't like Elon Musk's Twitter account. I really just want him to shut the fuck up sometimes. So, like, it's a mixed bag. Speaking of space, this is how you segue, Keegan.
I like my way better.
Yeah, I like your way.
Japan and NASA plan a historic lunar RV road trip together. We're friends. High five. I'm NASA. You're JAXA. Japan has offered to provide the United States with a pressurized moon rover in exchange for a reserve seat on the lunar van. Van. Per NASA, the two nations have themselves a deal. According to a new signed agreement between NASA and Japan's government, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, will design, develop, and operate a sealed vehicle for both crew and uncrewed moon excursions. NASA will then oversee the launch and delivery, while Japanese astronauts will join the two surface exploration missions in the vehicle. And also, apparently, JAXA is tapping Toyota. Toyota, let's see, according to space.com, the nation has spent the past few years working to develop such a vehicle alongside Toyota and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Toyota offered initial specs for the RV last year at nearly 20 feet long, 17 feet wide, and 12.5 feet tall. I don't know what any of those measurements are because I don't know freedom units anymore, but I think it's just fucking hilarious that Toyota is going to make a lunar rover.
I think it's awesome. Like, do they, can they call it like the, you know, they have like the Land Rover or something like that? Is that?
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a Land Rover. It's a car.
Like, they Moon could, Rover. They could definitely do something with that.
The Toyota Moon Rover.
It's like a big middle finger to.
I'm going to go to Nagoya next weekend. I heard.
Your favorite place? My favorite place, Nagoya.
Yeah,
Nagoya,
you're one of the hate place, right? Anyway, I'm going to go to Nagoya next week. And then I heard that there is a Toyota museum.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh.
But the reason I've been told that the reason why I hate Nagoya is because Toyota is apparently in control of Nagoya. So it's basically like a company town.
Yeah. Well, it is a boring town for being as big as it
so
is.
So boring.
It's the most boring,
boring
town. Like
racist.
Decent
kebabs. I don't know
about like the racism part or anything. I didn't
there was
that,
a giant black guard man at the club called W that told me and my black friend to go away because we're foreign. And my black friend was like,
"You,
like, hey.
What are you doing here?"
For those who are just listening, I just pointed at the imaginary guy. But anyway,
so I asked him, there is a Toyota museum, and I asked my friend which restaurant I should go, and then she recommended me to go to Hakata restaurant in Nagoya. She said there are many like Motsunabe restaurants in Nagoya these days.
There's also, what is it called? Kuro Miso.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, they talk about it all the fucking time, and then you eat it, and you're like,
Oh, okay.
Well, so, by the way, too, for the people who don't know what it is, like Motsunabe and Hakata, it's all from like Fukuoka. It's all
That's right. So I'm not going to eat, you know, Motsunabe in Nagoya.
There is one restaurant that I thought was, are you going there by yourself or with your family?
My family.
There was one restaurant that I went to that I thought was pretty good. It was Cajun barbecue style where they dump all the seafood on the table and you eat off the paper.
Dancing crab, isn't it?
I forgot the name of the restaurant, but it was good.
Crab is like cutting the crab.
It was good.
Okay.
But that's also not Nagoya food. It was just like stolen.
That's right.
There are a couple of decent places to drink there from what I remember.
Fuck that place.
Like,
seriously, if you live in Nagoya, you know what I'm talking about.
God,
also,
yeah.
For some reason, people in Nagoya are obsessed with our children's YouTube channel.
That's right.
That's weird.
That's right. I remember that when...
Brian was like, people love it. It's weird. There's no segue to this, but Japan lower house panel okays joint custody bill. So in Japan, there is no such thing as joint custody if you get divorced. So when Natsuki and her husband, if they got divorced, she would take the kids, and then Samiku would just be sad. He would have sadness. Yep. That's the only thing he would have.
Right. It changed, right?
It is okay to change.
Oh, okay.
It is expected to pass the full lower house on Tuesday and send to the House of Counselors, the upper chamber, thereafter.
Mm.
So hopefully we'll have joint custody in Japan in 2024.
And fucking finally.
It's amazing. Yeah, finally.
Because usually this is how, if you're a dirty, dirty Japanese woman and you want to divorce your husband, this is what you do. First, you call the police on him when he's drunk and you claim that he hit you, even though he didn't hit you. And then you get him kicked out of the house. Now you divorce him and claim on your divorce that he's violent, and then you get full custody and he can never see you or the kids ever again.
Yay, women in Japan.
Well, see, that also, there's a big, this was big news maybe either a year ago or something like that, but there was like a French guy who was staging a hunger protest.
Yeah.
Because his Japanese wife did exactly that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like, just completely split off, and he doesn't know where she and the kids are or anything.
Yeah,
like
he was
that.
Just like
what
doing a hunger protest in some station somewhere. Yeah,
yeah. But apparently, even the French government got involved.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
It.
And
like
that's actually
big...
why this bill actually happened. I think
is it
because
really?
These guys okay. Yeah, got this the word out there that this was happening. Because a lot of my especially male Japanese friends, when you talk to them about joint custody, they were like, "Why would you want that? If you divorce, she gets the kids, you get a new wife, and you get new kids." I'm like,
that's pretty heartless.
Yeah, the men in this country, they need to game. They're game. That's not so good.
Okay.
Are you going to divorce your husband?
Of course not.
You love
I
him,
hope.
Right?
Yeah, I
He's
love him.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah,
I
he
like
is.
Him a
he
lot.
Is.
Yeah, your dad was saying nice things about him. I was like, you noticed him? No, because Natsuki's dad's kind of like a gangster. He's like the godfather. I'm not even kidding. This is not a joke. Man's the godfather. He's really cool. He's tall as fuck, especially for guys his age. He was probably the tallest person he knew. And he was a big roller, had a lot of money. And anyway, so like whenever your husband is around your father, he attends to him. He gets him drinks or cleans his ashtray, everything. He just sits there like he's just so polite. And I love watching your father and your husband's dynamic. I'm just sitting there watching those two drinking and being lazy. And I'm just like, wow. But that That's two things. One, he respects your father, but two, he just loves you. That's why he does that.
Thank you.
Your husband's a really good guy.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, by the way, guys, while Same is doing this, while Same is being a fucking darling, Natsuki doesn't care, doesn't notice, and is off doing her own fucking drunk shit somewhere else.
That's not true.
She's like dancing in the corner. She's like doing something else. No. And I'm like watching your husband and your dad sit there.
Me
the two of them.
And my husband is totally equal. Okay. Okay. So I, when he gives me freedom, when he gives me sometimes, I give him back. So tonight I'm going to go out. But tomorrow, tomorrow he's going to go out. Okay. We are equal.
So in Natsuki's house on the wall, there's a piece of paper. I don't know if it's still there, but it's got a list of like five things that he's got to do. It's like number one, it's like, you know, take out the trash, or number two, do the dishes. I forgot what it was. Mm-hmm. But it's like all these things. And then it's like the last one says beer time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's why we are getting along together.
Now, let me ask the question, Natsuki.
What is it?
Who wrote that paper?
Me.
And you guys are equal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? What's the point of you? I don't get it.
You're his boss, man.
We talk and well, I write it down.
Daughter of the Godfather. Over
daughter
here.
Of the Godfather. No, I'm saying we're half joking, but if any of you guys come hang out in Kagoshima and you see Natsuki and her husband together, they're so cute. I love them to death. Let's get mega Japanese pop group Arashi sets up new company. So apparently Johnny and Associates wasn't cool because, you know, they kept molesting people.
I mean, yeah, there was a couple of bad
allegedly,
things.
Allegedly, supposedly. This is
allegedly.
Yeah. So the official statement, which also included a signature of all five Arashi members, explained how the group want to be more independent than ever before, make more independent decisions than ever before, and act more independently than ever before. This is so Japanese. We want our fans who have been supporting us every day to feel closer to us. We want to be more assertive. And with these feelings in mind, the five of us had discussed and decided to establish the company.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It's called, what is the name of it? It's called Starto Entertainment.
Starto? Like start?
Yeah.
Okay. So my point is they're getting older, right?
Yeah.
But they're still a big idol.
Well, because the people who like them are like your age, and so they buy their records and go to their
That's true. Yeah, if you know SMAP, you know, make a company, I will be, you know, I want to be support them.
You
yeah.
love SMAP.
I do somehow. You know SMAP?
I've heard the name, but I don't
know. Oh my god, you're going to offend her so bad. All right, Natsuki, go. Let's go for your two Japanese stories.
All right, which one I should go first? Both of them are, you know, not good news. All right.
The news is usually bad.
All right. Okay. So this one.
Go.
What was that? What was it? I practiced with Keegan. No. Child. No.
Sexual assault.
A girl. Okay. A guy got arrested. This was his fourth time. And then he sexual assault?
Assaulted.
Sexually assaulted.
Assaulted to the girls who are, you know, who are under 2 years.
Under 2 years old.
Under 2 years old. She took some pictures. He took some pictures and movies to those girls and then uploaded to the social media. Gross! Why you make me read this story?
It's the news!
Yeah, but I'm a mother who has, you know, two girls, and this is so... I'm upset.
So this guy may have assaulted more than 20 people.
Jesus
and
Christ.
He is a public employee or
public
former...
Public employee!
Former... What is he? Former infant. Sorry, infant facility. Former employee. So I've been saying this before, but like,
put him in the jail and never come to the society.
Yeah, I've been saying this before, but like, I just don't understand pedophilia. I think kids are gross. If you spend any amount of time around kids, you're just like, you're gross.
And he's crazy. Of course he's crazy, but he, you know, took some photos and uploaded on social media, and he was talking about it on the social media? That's crazy.
It's like the whole thing just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Like the more you read through it.
Here's
like
the thing though.
Fucking hell.
But do you think that a guy like that, so I read a Reddit thread it's Reddit, it could have just been fake, but it was from a supposed like in recovery pedophile. And he, I guess, just kept saying in the post over and over again that how he wanted to commit suicide, how he felt disgusting about this. He wanted people to like detain him and like keep him away from people because he thought he was a monster. So I was wondering, I'm wondering if this dude is like uploading this shit to social media, is he just trying to get caught and put away? Right? I mean, why else would he do that?
He wanted people's attention?
Yeah, or to get caught, right? Mm. Sometimes criminals want to be caught.
Right.
Sometimes they do, but I also think there's a much higher percentage of people who are just actually insane, especially here sometimes. Especially when it comes to...
Have you ever had an incident with a crazy person? I've never, ever been assaulted or anything like that, but Josh, right? Every crazy person would just like magnetize to
me. Oh, no, I'm 100% the same way. They magnetize to me, too.
Really? What has happened?
I'll just be like, I'll be walking down the street and some crazy person will be like up to me. And I'm like, go bother somebody else, please. Like,
even in Japan?
Yeah, in Japan, too. Every time I just go like, I'm just trying to mind my own damn business, some person comes up to me. And it's like, the stars aligned to make us meet today. I'm like, fuck off. Leave me the fuck alone.
This shit never happens to me. I don't know why.
I think it's because it's people who like genuinely really want to be like left alone. Like when I'm going from point A to point B, I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
I just want to get from point A to point B without some random idiot talking to me.
So that makes you a target?
And that makes me a target. I think it's just fate. Like all the stars align and it's like, oh, this guy needs to be fucked with.
And then what do you do? Just run away?
I just ignore him at this point. Oh, okay. I just look at him and like, you know.
Yeah.
I've had a guy, like there was a guy not too long ago. This guy is notorious for hating foreigners, but he's also clinically insane. And he kind of frequents Temmonkan sometimes. And I was like literally walking back from work with my friend one day. And this guy, I walked past this guy and he turns to me and he goes, like this. And I'm like, what? I'm like sitting there in shock and the guy's like yelling at me and all these things like...
Sorry for laughing, but it's so scary.
But he actually like, he was trying to like charge and swing at us at one point. And I was like, this is when I was with Matt, so he stopped because Matt is...
Matt is literally like...
Very big man.
Yeah, he's like... Yeah, he's like a human version of what's that ogre's name?
Shrek.
Yeah, he's Shrek.
I mean, Matt's a huge guy.
He's Shrek.
But like, this dude, like, I don't know. And I saw him again. Like, maybe a couple months afterwards,
maybe he's stalking you. He's stalking you.
Do you know which man he's talking about?
No,
you met him?
I mean, no.
He's definitely crazy. Like, he talks to himself and all this stuff, but he hates foreigners.
I mean,
and he's violent.
There is a dude who rides his bike at high speed through Temmonkan screaming.
I've seen him too. Yeah, yeah.
And there's another dude who's like, he's maybe 60 or 70 and he wears like tiny little short pants.
And he's always dancing, right?
Yeah. No.
That's another guy. Okay, there are a lot of crazy people in Kagoshima.
Speaking of weird shit, according to the police in Tokyo, it's called a mass guidance or a simultaneous guidance. Basically, they took into custody 31 minors that were wandering the streets of Tokyo between the hours of, I think, like 12 and 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And a lot of these kids, the youngest being 11 years old, a lot of these kids were suspected of being of doing prostitution.
You read my story.
Yeah, because
okay, thank you.
Because you seemed traumatized by reading the other story. boys and girls who have no place to belong have come together through social media posts and other means and are known as Tokyo Kids, and drug use, sexual assault, drinking and smoking, etc. are rampant. And there's another concept that we talked about on this show a while ago called Papa Katsu. Papa means like daddy. And then katsu is like seikatsu. It's like living life.
Is that sugar daddy? That you
sugar,
yeah,
daddy.
Sugar daddy.
But sure. Like when we were doing this before, we were talking about this before, the kids could be as young as like 10.
Mm.
It's just like, again, I don't get it. Kids are gross. I do not understand you.
That's
people.
Sad.
Fucking weird.
That's sad. And
it's just weird. Like for me, like anybody who's under the age of like 24 is like, even 24 is kind of like.
Yeah, but you know, those children are so sad because, you know, they're with their parents, you know?
Have you seen the movie Dari mo shiranai?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
It's just that.
Yeah.
The English title for that, guys, is Nobody Knows. If you have a chance to watch that movie, watch it. It's traumatizing. So is that other movie. What's it called? The
Maza?
Mother. Mother. Yeah, I recommended that movie to you, and you watched it, and you're like, why didn't you recommend this to me? This is so terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Keegan, with the lighter stories, let's speed run them.
Right. Speaking of grape flavor Kool-Aid, widower sues Japan government claiming stricter pension requirements for men unconstitutional.
Yep.
A man who lost his wife as a result of work-related illness sued the Japanese government on April 9th, seeking to rescind a decision not to pay him a bereavement pension by arguing that provisions imposing stricter requirements on men are unconstitutional. Basically, long story short, Japanese government doesn't give as high a pension
to widowers.
To widowers.
Instead of widows.
Instead of widows, yes.
So, yeah, he said, fuck you guys, I'm going to sue you.
So, yeah, basically.
It's in court now, I think. Yeah. It hasn't been decided yet. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's just a lot of weird sexism in Japan.
Yeah, there is a lot of things. And just, like, different spots and on both sides of the spectrum,
it's on
too.
Both sides. It's just, like I said, it's just weird.
It's like, going back to that, like, the no dual custody thing. The reason why the kids are always given to the women is because they're assuming that the woman is going to be able to just find another man easily. Yeah, that's what I understand.
And also, like, the concept that men can't raise children. It's just
that too. Yeah, that
it's just weird, outdated, racist stereotype stuff.
Yeah. But again, look at the average age of people here, right? Like, a lot of people are
The government, for sure.
In the government. They're like dinosaurs.
They're all sitting in those expensive chairs and they're all just sleeping.
Yeah.
And I watch them on TV. I'm like, you motherfuckers, you're taking our money and this is what you're doing?
They're dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Well, actually, this is a pretty good segue for the next one is Japan's population falls for the 13th straight year.
You did a segue.
I did it.
Pin below 125 million.
It's going to rain today. Fuck. You're going to make it rain.
It's going to make it rain?
You're going to make it rain now because you did a segue. Anyway, I'm kidding.
Whatever. Japan's population fell by 595,000 from a year earlier.
We didn't need those people. Good riddance.
To a total of 124,352,000.
What are they doing?
Hello?
Let me stand up. Hello? Do your King of the Hill thing.
What in the hell?
What is going to happen in this country if the population keep, decreasing? Decreasing?
You're going to have to start importing people from other places.
Yeah, and then people start speaking, Japanese and English and some other languages. Maybe?
Maybe.
Wow. So in the future, I want to see what Japan is going to be,
Well, I'm curious about that. It could become like Singapore or something, where it's like
multicultural
and stuff. I mean, Germany's having the same problem where like all the Germans are...
Of the major countries are having population problems. China has overreported their population by 100 million people. Peter Zion, who I love, is constantly talking about
this. Reading his book right now.
He's
yeah.
good, right? Good, he's smart. He's a very interesting guy. He has no political... Like, he doesn't care about politics. He's a demographer and he's a statistician. It's really interesting what he talks about. Mm. Sorry, continue with your story. Everything looks fine.
But yeah. I mean, Germany's having the same issue that Japan is having, but they also have a much larger influx of migrants coming in from other countries. Mm. Whereas Japan, take in maybe one a year.
People aren't welcome to come here. What are you talking about? Yeah. No way.
Japan is for the Japanese. We've also been seeing those Uyoku people like out in front of like.
They're my favorite.
I hate them.
They're my favorite. I wrote an essay about them and I got $1,000.
Did you really?
I did.
That's awesome.
I won the JET program essay contest.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just like, I had an incident with them and I wrote about it. It was really interesting. And I just went like this to them. I was like, hi, I'm here and I'm going anywhere. Fuck you. No, but the one thing that's interesting about Japan, I was walking around last Sunday, so about a week ago, and I was admiring all the sakura, the cherry blossoms. I was walking all around Kotsukigawa and saying hi to like my 5,000 friends that recognize me and I'm like waving everything. And I just remember thinking,
Mr. Popular.
Mickey Mouse.
No, but I am Mickey Mouse. But I just remember thinking to myself, how fucking lucky we are to live here. We talk a ton of shit.
Oh, for sure.
Japan, but I felt so fucking lucky to be here and to be in this beautiful place, this rich cultural history, and just be able to do whatever we want to do. I mean, like, we have so much freedom compared to like when I was in ALT, for example. Like, we were just We're fucking lucky. I was just sitting there. Sure. I was like, we're fucking lucky.
No, I mean, that's why I won't go back to the US or anything like that. I love it here. It's a good place to live. It really is a good place to live.
Natsuki
for all the shit we talk about it.
Natsuki's like, I just want to leave. I just want to leave. I just want to leave.
What are you talking about? No. I'm just thinking that you guys talk about the Japanese economy, you know, earlier today, right?
Yeah.
But I've been living here for whole my life and I haven't got a chance to compare with others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am lucky, but this is natural. So I don't feel lucky.
I'd say that economically, when there's trouble in America, for example, the trouble is always super stupid big.
Yeah.
Like if your car breaks down, it's always like so expensive. Mm. Or if you get it sick or something like that, it's so expensive. And like basically,
God forbid you don't have healthcare.
Right. And people get fucked. In Japan, price gouging isn't such a big thing. So like if you honestly, you can buy a really nice car for like $2,000
here. Right, yeah. Right.
Well, and I think too, like in Japan, it's much more societally based, right? Yeah. Like
they're all the same team.
Yeah, they're all the same team.
They're not trying to kill each other.
It's a good thing and a bad thing in some ways.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, on the better side is that, again, like I said before too, there's not nearly as much income inequality here as you'll see in other countries. And that's because they actually give a shit about their own people here. Whereas, I mean, I don't think they really do in the United States in a lot of instances.
It's just, like I said, anyway, I was just thinking, like, we're just so lucky to be here. So I'm talking about population decreasing and stuff like that. I know we need more immigration, and I think it's just going to happen. But or more robots. I think
it's just inevitable, really.
Either immigration or robots. Yeah. I think Japanese will probably choose robots.
Yeah, probably, And then when they're running off of Windows 1993.
Oh, come on. Anyway.
But anyway, this is totally different. But
last story, right?
Second to last. Okay. But imitation crab meat shrine built in gold. You can't even make this shit.
We are so lucky.
There is no segue to that.
There's a shrine to imitation crab meat in Japan.
Amazing.
Oh, what a peace country.
We need to back up. Just back up. Everybody take that in. There's a shrine to imitation crab meat in Japan.
It's also, I don't know if you have the picture of it, but there's like a big crab.
Yeah,
it's
so huge, huge one.
I'm editing it into the show. It will
I
be
love
there.
It too, because it's not even crab.
It's imitation crab.
It's like the imitation crab mascot is a crab.
I want to go. Where is it? Where is it?
It's in, let's see, it's in Kobe.
Okay,
in
Kobe.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's in Kobe. It features a large statue of a crab eating an imitation crab stick.
Is that masturbation? If the crab is eating itself, is that masturbation? It's just...
Well, technically, it's not eating itself because it's imitation, right?
Eat imitation human?
I don't think I would
give it a go.
That.
I'd give it a go. If it was imitation human, I'd give it a go.
this is pretty good. It's the article says it's to remind everyone that it doesn't have to be perfect because almost is good enough.
Almost is good enough. Yes, almost is good
75%?
Enough.
75%.
I like
is
that
why
idea.
I'm single and unhappy because I keep looking for perfect? Is that the problem? I want to marry a girl and on her wedding day, I'll be like, you are good enough. You, my new wife,
yes.
You're good enough.
You need to keep that idea in your mind, actually. You like perfect.
You know,
you can buy an omamori
from
there.
You guys, we're talking about this, right? She's going to get drunk tonight. She's going to come over and start fucking bullying me when I'm drunk and vulnerable. She'd be like, you know what your problem is, Mitch? And she's going to have like three other Japanese women with her. They're going to like Care Bear stare at me and just like, pshah, all this shit at me. That's going to be horrible.
Are any of the Nechans coming today?
Yes. The Nechans really like to fuck the aunties in Japan. They really like to,
because we care about you.
I guess I'm loved.
Because they care. Well, if you're looking to find love, you can buy an omamori lucky shrine charm from
at the imitation crab.
Yep, at the imitation crab shrine. It's destiny.
All right, you can go to your last story because
cake shop worker remains dream job for many children starting school.
That's
pretty cute. Yeah, that's definitely a thing too. Like half of my junior high school students when I was an ALT still, their dream job was to be either a cake worker or an office worker. It's one of the two.
That's
two very...
That's aiming incredibly low. When I was a kid, if you asked me, I said I wanted to be president of the United States.
Wow.
I can actually kind of see you being president
of
the United States.
Dude, I took a personality test the other day, and like the first thing it told me is like, you should be a CEO. I was like, that's right.
Wow. What did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to be everything. When I was really little, like I wanted to be a storm chaser. So do you know what a storm chaser is?
Oh, like I have seen some movie.
So like, you know the movie Twister?
Yeah, Twister, yeah.
So I want it to be that.
Sorry, okay. When you just said storm, I thought you were going to go with trooper. Storm trooper, like from Star Wars.
Well, that was probably when I was like 4 or 5.
But you're like storm chaser.
No, storm chaser.
Why?
Because like, I don't know. I always wanted to do something that was like,
get you killed. Really,
yeah, maybe. But like everything, something that was like out of like, because I didn't like, even when I was a kid, I didn't like the ideas of becoming like an office worker and just be like.
okay, boring.
And then like I saw the movie Twister and I decided to become obsessed with tornadoes, because when I was little, I just would switch obsessions to, I was obsessed with sharks at one point. I was obsessed with tornadoes at another point, penguins at another point.
I don't understand Shark Week. Everybody loves Shark Week. The Discovery Channel Shark Week. I don't get it.
This is all fake now.
I don't fucking get it. I don't understand. Why does anybody care about sharks, even though your last name is Island of Sharks?
That's true. The Island of Sharks.
Why does anybody fucking care about sharks? I don't get it. Okay, so you wanted, what did you want to be? Storm chaser? Shark? Baby shark?
Initially, yeah, sharks and all that shit. I don't know, but I really wanted to be a storm chaser when I was a kid. And I remember like making this whole big project out of it and being like super, super excited about becoming a storm chaser. I even drew a nice picture of a big old tornado and me driving into it.
So there are actually people who are chasing storms?
Yeah,
like, they exist.
Oh, okay.
They have really cool cars.
Yeah, they have like, the cars they bury into like the ground and like they can actually, like if they get into the path of a tornado, you can go inside like.
Yeah, they can survive supposedly. Yeah.
Although there's a wide margin for error for that.
You
I'm
just
sure.
reminded me of something. I was watching a short the other day, and do you know the World of Warcraft guy meme? He's like fat guy. He's like playing World of Warcraft from
you mean like the one from South Park?
South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, that's actually a real person.
I heard that, and he died not long ago.
I don't think he died, but he's a real person, and he is modeled after, there's this guy on YouTube that's in everybody's shorts now named Thor, and he's like a video game developer and like a hacker. And he's got like this really deep voice. He's got really long, gorgeous hair. Yeah. But his father's like this long-haired fat guy. He's kind of balding. And he's the world. He was the cinematic designer or something like that for World of Warcraft. And he talked to Trey and Mark.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Yeah, yeah. And they worked together. And then since they loved this guy's dad so much that they put him into the actual episode.
Really?
Yeah. He's a real person.
That's hilarious.
I have another random thing that I can't segue to. My laptop is currently.
Oh, yeah. I saw your Facebook, Instagram.
So two things. One, I didn't know that there was freight Shinkansen bullet trains in Japan. I learned this. This is really cool.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because like my laptop was sent to like a freight Shinkansen like station. And now it's riding on a train and it's currently in Fukuoka.
Wow, welcome back.
Welcome back to Kyushu.
It just got to Kyushu. I'm following, it's like real time on a train coming to Kagoshima.
Great laptop catastrophe of 2024.
This MacBook Pro hasn't been charged since March 27th. The filming of this episode, it is April 13th. It is still giving me tracking location data of where it is.
That is insane.
That is insane.
It's coming all the way from China back to see. Here's the thing. This is the second time this laptop has come to Kagoshima from China. Because it came from the Foxconn factory to my house, and now it's coming back again. Old Scotty.
Travels all the way.
I'm using all of the carbon emissions. Anyway, guys, we gotta go. I gotta get to the gym and then get dressed for an event that's coming soon. We're all going to the same event, so
yep.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thanks for coming on the show, you two.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
I always get DMs about you, Natsuki. Everybody's like, the chaotic energy of Natsuki.
Huh? Chaotic energy of Natsuki.
All right, guys. There'll be links to all the articles in the video description. You can also click on our Patreon link and support us if you want to. We give private videos where Natsuki says even more rude shit to me. Picks on me about shit.
I give
Mitch makes fun of me
about free
me.
Energy.
I did a show while basically drunk from the night before, and she just looked at me. She's like, "You're drunk. You smell." That Patreon video was like 48 minutes long. I think it was longer than the episode. Anyway, guys, there is a link to our Patreon if you guys want to support us. It helps us, you know, make the show better and better. Also, I think something like 40 or 50% of the people who watch the show are not subscribed, so make sure you subscribe and hit the bell icon so you always know when we drop a show, which is basically every week, unless I'm in Europe. doing things that I'm not supposed to do, like losing my fucking laptop.
In China.
All right, guys. That's been the show. See you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.